Dubai Eye 103.8.
There are approximately 12,000 restaurants in Dubai at the moment, and we reckon around about, what, 4 million people now?
Just over 4 million. Still growing.
It's still growing. It's growing very quickly at the moment. But as is the competition, it means that the food and beverage outlets are basically fighting for business at the moment as residents become increasingly more price conscious. It's a challenge for many of the outlets to attract new diners. Naturally, F&B outlets want to ensure that customers have a great meal and also a great time. And with this in mind, things like restaurant reviews are essential in promoting any business. But along with that, one bad review can be disastrous. What do you do when you think you're not getting the service you deserve in a restaurant? Adnan told us about an experience he had in one of the posh hotels.
Basically, I had called in advance. They informed me that I get to avail a company discount. And obviously, when I went there, they got misinformed. What they thought was my discount ended up being the sister company or the mother company of my current company. There was a lot of back and forth, talking to the restaurant manager and even talking to the person who booked this booking. So at the end of the day, I didn't get what I wanted, because it was already a 1 hour argument. But I mean, I think as a general rule, you should really take the consideration of the customer and what they want and really, really listen to them.
Let's get another of those experiences. Lokesh from City 1016 said he also had a bad experience, and here's how he dealt with it.
I have been to a couple of restaurants that have been racist, haven't really attended me for the skin color. So I just walk out and I kind of speak my mind out to them. A couple of times I haven't even got the specifications that I wanted in my dish when I told them. For example, I remember I was in a restaurant in the US and I told them that I do not want coriander seeds in my dish. Okay, and I made it amply clear that I'm allergic to it and I cannot have it. But the dish came, and it was an expensive restaurant with an expensive dish, and the dish came with the coriander seeds. So I politely put my point across and I made sure that I didn't tip.
Gabby, here's what she does when she doesn't like the experience she gets in a restaurant.
To be honest, depending on how bad or how good it is, I will kind of do a bit of everything. It could be on social media, it could be telling friends. I always think telling people is probably the worst review, because if you're telling people around you, they're never going to want to go to that establishment if the experience is so bad. And I've had that a couple of times that people have thought, oh wow, I thought that place was really great. And it's like, no, don't go there. So I think you have to be honest with the people around you.
Honesty, is that what counts? Is that what you believe in as well? The phrase, the customer is always right, was originally coined back in 1909 by Harry Gordon Selfridge, the founder of Selfridge's department store in London, typically used by businesses to convince customers that they will get good service at this company and convince employees to give customers good service as well. That was 1909. Times have changed, and therefore does our perception and understanding of the phrase, the customer is always right, need to change? One man who's going to give us his thoughts, and of course, a friend of the show, friend of the station. Nice to start a new year with the owner of Sticky Rice, Mr. Mohammed Abedin, is with us here in studio. Mo, good to have us on board.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year's to everybody listening.
Was it a good one?
It's a great one. And yeah? I think 2020 is going to be a very positive year going forward, which is why I think it's also a good time to talk about things like this, right? I mean, listen to everybody just talking right now, giving their thoughts, and like they're kind of already putting people on the chopping block, all the businesses on the chopping block.
So you posted about this last year. I think it was, what, November of last year that you first sort of put out this opinion that you've got, the importance of being a good customer, if you like. Tell us about what happened.
So we are a small family-run restaurant. So we do, with all our staff members, everybody's really close. We're all family. So when something does happen in the shop, it does seem to affect us a bit more than another establishment, especially when it comes to the fact that that person was really talking to my sister, or this person raised his voice at my mom, or you know, it comes to stuff like that. And I think that's the reason why I'm here today. I'm not necessarily challenging the customer's right to complain. I think everybody definitely has a right to complain. And a little bit of good news, after being in business for a while now, with a busy restaurant, you know, alhamdulillah, 95% of customers are actually really good. Mm. They're really good people. But I think also it's important to speak about the other 5%.
Sure.
Because we can have a good day. Say we start off our business day. We go and we serve, you know, hundreds of customers, and then at the end of the day, we had good reviews, but there was that one person, just that one or the one family, just ruined it for everybody else. And that, for some reason, that stands out. And I feel that that also affects the morale and the psychology of people in the shop. You know, like, it's like, everybody's here, everybody's fine, everybody's doing this, everybody's doing that. Okay, food is amazing. How was your food? Food is great. What about you? Oh, no. And this person would raise their voice or, you know, something like that. It's completely uncalled for. So I'm kind of speaking about this topic from that perspective in terms of being a good customer, in terms of general conduct and mutual respect when they come into an establishment.
Was there one specific incident that sort of triggered you to voice your opinions on this one?
There are many. But I will tell you about one that I actually, look, so we do have a policy. If you are rude, if you're disrespectful, and especially what the gentleman said earlier about being racist, we do also face a lot of racism in our shop as a business, you know? It's two ways. Yeah. And that's what's important here, because everybody, since social media is like so widely used now, you always hear what the customer says, but a business would never come and sit down and you'd never hear their part of, you know, of the story, which I think is kind of sad. It should be a dialogue. You know, that person who came to your restaurant could have had a bad experience, right? They could say, oh, the food was terrible, blah, blah, blah. Everything was bad. Never go to this restaurant again. But then you don't hear the fact that this person was rude. He was loud. He messed up your restaurant. He broke your plates. He insulted people. He was racist. You will never hear about that side of the story, unfortunately. Yeah. So it is important to kind of draw like a line saying, listen, guys, you have to realize that there's always two sides of a story. The way somebody conducts themselves, the way they respect an establishment, the way you communicate to another person is also very important. It's not about, yeah, I have a complaint, so I'm going to raise my voice and I'm going to be completely belligerent and obnoxious. It doesn't work like that. Mm. But the story that I want to get to, it's quite crazy. And I think it stood out for me, 2019, to be the craziest one ever. There was and I personally called him and I banned him from the shop.
Yeah.
I literally banned him from the shop. I called him. I was very upset. And I banned him. Hmm. And he came a couple of times. But I think it's about entitlement. Hmm. So this guy called in and he said, I want a pickup order. We don't do deliveries. You know that.
Yeah.
So he was coming to pick up some food. And his food was about 10 minutes to 15 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full house. It was towards closing time. We were wrong for having 10, 15, but it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, we usually apologize. We might give you something, you know, it happens.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to juggle that kind of stuff. But what he decided to do was he came into the restaurant and he said, oh, it's 10, 15 minutes late, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to pay only half of it. And we're like, no, sir, listen, you know, it's 10, 15 minutes late. We're not going to give you a discount for 10, 15 minutes. We apologize. You know, it happens. We hope you understand. And he goes, okay, can you give me this instead? From the back. So he wanted a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So the host went to the back to get him something and he just walked out with the food.
No.
For free. He just walked out, he took the bag and he left. And then, you know, so Jenny or I think Ray, one of the ladies working at the time, she went, where's that guy gone?
Yeah.
And he just bounced. He just left. So I called him and I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I said, hey, I think you left my restaurant forgetting to pay for your food.
Yeah.
He goes, no, it was late. So I just took it for free. I couldn't believe how entitled he was. And I said, this is not the 80s and I'm not a pizza shop.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not delivering your food. Yeah. It's just because your food is 10, 15 minutes late and it was 350 dirhams.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's not even like 50 dirhams, 20 dirhams. Even if it was one dirham, you never walk into, it's theft. I explained
to him. Yeah.
I explained, I'm like, this is daylight robbery.
Mm.
You came in and you took something worth 350 dirham and you left. You know what I mean? And I was very disappointed at the person. I said, you need to come down and give my money or return the food. Obviously, he was so proud that he couldn't come the same day. So he came a day later and he didn't touch any of the food. And he actually returned like rotten food back to my restaurant or like spoiled food. And I was just like, you know what, man, just, all right. You're banned. Never come back to the restaurant again. We don't deal with people. It's ridiculous. And I don't think that, you know, people should stand for this kind of behavior, this kind of conduct. It exists. It happens. And people should be more aware about it, which is why restaurants feel that customer isn't always right. These kind of crazy things happen. And everyone's walking around saying, customer's always right. The customer's always right. I find it hard to believe.
That word that you used, entitlement,
it's
a word we hear a lot of, bad behavior on the roads, bad behavior in general as well. Is that something that has got worse because of the different platforms that people can?
I think definitely because they have a much bigger voice now.
Okay.
Okay. And especially people who have a following and abuse it. I feel that that also plays into it, that they feel that they're entitled to complain and they're entitled to anything, really. I mean, like, even at the restaurant, we have, like, if you, I don't know if a lot of people in here know how restaurants work, but generally, if you order something, like, even for me, I'm both a customer and a restaurant owner, so I see both sides all the time. I try to carry myself, you know, in a professional way every time, because it's my responsibility. It's my responsibility to conduct myself as a good customer everywhere I go to make the business transaction more pleasant for everybody else. The crazy thing is that if I go somewhere and say I try a new restaurant, say I go to an Ethiopian restaurant and I order something from there I've never had before and I didn't like it, I'm not going to be like, hey, I didn't like it, I'm going to return it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not their problem.
Yeah.
It's my problem. Yeah. I didn't like it, and that taste is subjective. So when people come to the restaurant, they order like all these things, I don't want it, and it's like 100 dirham dish or like 70 dirham dish. I don't want it. I didn't like it. Sorry, man, I got to break down to you, but it's how restaurants work. If you didn't like something, is something wrong with it? Mm. Is it bad? Is it off? Is it something that you didn't want? Oh, no, you ordered this dish, and you just happened to not like it. So I guess I'm going to pay for your dish because you didn't. You know what I mean? It's that entitlement. I don't want this now, and you're going to have to deal with it. Otherwise, I'm going to give you a bad complaint, which is going to bring me to the next topic, which is basically blackmailing, which I hate the most, because it's like, if you're not going to do this, you know what? I'm going to write a bad review.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do this for me, I'm going to do that. And my favorite, do you know who I am?
That's a good way in.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Finn, thanks very much indeed to you. Happy New Year to all at Dubai Eye, says Finn. If you have a genuine complaint, if you are polite, you will achieve a positive result, even if the terms are against you. Thanks, Finn. Thanks very much indeed for the text message. This one came through from Baha as well. Baha saying, I usually complain about businesses breaking their promises, which really bugs me. Like the guy who mentioned that customers shouldn't complain if food is delivered late. Restaurants give us the delivery times, so they should own it and provide a proper service for our money instead of saying customers are not accommodating and impatient, which is really silly. Baha, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. And we're also running a Twitter poll asking, is the customer always right? And so far, 21% say always, and 79% say, of course not. But the Twitter comments are saying something else. So Lucas got in touch to say, well, he's actually quoting Mark Cuban, treat your customers like they own you because they do. And Tamworth Book Club says, Tamworth reads, the customer is parting with their hard-earned money, so complaints should be taken on board. However, the customer isn't always right. And a lot of the time, you have to remember expectation versus reality.
We are in conversation with Mohammed Abedin, the owner of Sticky Rights. He's coined a phrase, the importance of being a good customer, because, well, not all customers are good customers, and not all customers have. I wonder whether that's one way of looking at it, Mohammed. Is this assumption that customers walk into, be it Sticky Rice or any venue, and think they have the right to be right?
Oh, it's... I mean, it really depends, right? Everybody has the right to be right. You're spending money. Let's talk about products. I'm going to go buy an iPhone, just for instance, right? And I get it, and I have a Samsung. I have an expectation, as Zina was mentioning just now. I'm here to buy an iPhone, okay? But... and you want to complain about something like that, that's totally fine. Like that's totally fine. I mean, again, I want to go back to the fact that what he was saying, I believe it was Baha that you put on just now.
Yeah.
He was saying the importance of being a good customer is basically handling situations politely, right? And then you always, was that him? Am I crediting the right person?
It's actually Finn. If you're polite.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. So exactly. So if you're polite, you'll always most likely receive. On a good note, you probably get what you want. And that's what we get. You know, I want to praise my customers for now. You know, I love them. We're very close with a lot of them. We know them on a first name basis. Mm. You know, they're all returning customers. I mean, every time that there's a problem, I mean, I'll show you the power of being a good customer. A good customer, if they like something, if they like a business, all right, they want to help it grow. Mm. Because if that business is not there, a lot of people lose out on it who like it, who enjoy it. So everybody who works together, in terms of the business, and we're a small family-run business, so I'm not like a huge corporation or a big major restaurant or something like that, but it does show you the power. And over the past year, we've grown our following to over 10,000 people in UAE alone.
That's amazing.
So the crazy thing is that yes, it's so powerful to be a good customer because it allows us to be better. I mean, if there are people who are coming and saying, hey, listen, I don't like your food. If you don't change it, I'm going to, you know, back to the black man thing, I'm going to write a bad review about you.
Mm.
What exactly are you going to write? You have the freedom to go ahead and do that. You don't need to make a proposition to say, if you don't, I will. And that, I believe, is very blackmailish. So it's like, that's not the right way to go about things. And then we all obviously have customers who care a lot about us. I mean, if there's something is wrong, you know, like, not every dish is going to come out 100% all the time, right? Maybe something came out that the customer didn't like, but it's like a regular customer. They would message us privately and be like, hey, listen, I tried this today, but it wasn't the same as it was before. You know, maybe you can change this. Maybe you can change that next time. Totally accepted. Thank you so much for letting us know. And because they genuinely cared about you, they kind of pulled you aside and went, hey, by the way, but thank you so much for always, you know, giving us what we want. We always, loyal customers are going to come back. And that's what helps a business really grow. If you're going to come into an establishment and just go, this place is horrible, I hate this place, and with no constructive criticism and no actual like positive outcome for what you're going to say, it's like completely like malicious, then that's what it's going to be, right? Then that's what it's going to be. And you're never going to nurture anything around you or give things a chance. You know, when if you were positive about it.
So you use the word blackmail, which is a strong term
it is,
to use
definitely.
Up there. But is that the sort of stage we're getting to at the moment where people are trying to get, in your case, some quality Thai food, but in other things for free at the moment?
Yeah, it's you know, the reason I use it is because I believe it's in lack of a better term. Because in my books, if you want something and you don't get it, so you threaten or propose something in order to get it, that's kind of blackmailing. Like, but for me, it's just like, I don't think that customers need to go that route. You don't have to do that. You can just say, hey, listen, I really didn't like this. Can you help me out here? I don't know any business who would say no. And if they do, they're wrong. I'm sorry about that. That's when the customers definitely, you should always try to help your customer.
Yeah.
Always.
Now, one thing I'd like to ask you is restaurants also now have the power of social media to answer complaints and, you know, one by one, you didn't like this because, oh, actually, I refute you on that because you came in late as well. But why aren't most restaurants doing it? You're one of the very few who do it. But I think there's a fear among restaurants that, you know, they just want to say yes and improve based on the customer's reviews instead of actually responding genuinely what they thought of the review for fear of more customers sort of ganging up on them.
Well, it's like, for me, I always tell the people I work with at Sticky Rice, the first thing you need to do when you wake up in the morning and you get ready to go and serve some awesome people food is to remember one thing, and that's to respect yourself. You should always respect yourself first. If you think about any business transaction, if you walk into any establishment right now, for the first time, you're a stranger and they're a stranger, right? And they're there to service you or provide you with food or sell you a product. And I feel that there should always be mutual respect between both parties, because at the end of the day, this is a professional environment and we're trying to conduct business, right? I think the times where we actually lose it is when we start to get emotional with businesses in terms of raising our voices, threatening, using racism, and all these things to try to get what we want, especially that thing I brought up earlier, say, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
And we get that a lot, you know? And we also, I mean, we hear it from a lot of people, you know, trying to use different tools in their little box to try to get what they want. And I don't think it's necessary. If you're saying something and it's completely practical and it's something that somebody can help you with, I don't see any reason to not help you with it. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is, the way the business works. If this was this, you need that, we can do it, let's do it.
This one has come through from Bill this morning. Just because a customer is giving money doesn't give them the right to be abusive. The minute you become abusive or you raise your voice, you lose the right to be treated as a customer and should be treated as a problem. At least that's my opinion. What's the person going to do? Go on social media and say, I acted like an idiot, so they threw me out. Boycott them. Don't think so. Thank you for that. Keep them coming. That one's from Bill. Lots of others having their say as well. We have got Mohammed Abedin in the studio with us. He's the owner of Sticky Rice. We're talking about customers and whether the customer is always right, or if we're getting to a stage now where customers are getting to a a sort of stage where they feel that they are always right, and therefore they demand other services, which they shouldn't be getting. We've used the word blackmail already in this conversation. We've used the word entitlement. Well, I just wonder, Mohammed, as well, whether we're getting to a stage now, given the fact that everyone is walking around with a smartphone, given the fact that everyone has a platform to voice an opinion or whatever, whether we are getting to sort of a difficult problem specifically for restaurants. I remember when I was growing up, you know, there were only a few restaurant reviewers. You know, you go to your magazine or your newspaper to read that restaurant review from a well-respected restaurant reviewer. Now it seems that everyone's a restaurant reviewer.
Everybody's a pro. Everybody knows about all authentic kind of food. I remember somebody came to me and went, "Your green curry is not thick." Because it's not supposed to be thick. It's not authentic because it's not thick. Okay. Just hold on. Shout out to Bill real quick. Yo, Bill. I feel you, man. That's exactly how I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're welcome. Stick your ice anytime, bro. let's play back. Okay, so when was this term invented?
1909.
Yeah. So somebody said that the customer is always right in 1909. And then now when we pass 2000, remember the other term that came out? The customer has no idea what they want.
Mm.
So come on. I think we're kind of going somewhere else with this, you know? Yeah. So I don't think we should be holding on to something from 1909. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think we should start adapting to new things. The other thing that I always wanted to talk about is what Bill was saying. Just, it's so easy to just, if you have a problem, to just be like chill about it.
Mm.
You know, you have a problem, you want to do this, you want to do that. Okay, cool, that's no problem. We touched on that before. But I think also another thing that is important is that, as you were saying, with these opinions, there's thousands of them.
Mm.
There's thousands of them. And what people try to do and what apps and programs do now is like kind of build a consensus, you know, which is gives you that general rating out of 5, out of 10.
Yeah.
So all these people were saying this much about you, and all these people were saying these good things about you. And I think that's okay. But, I mean, back in the day, even if you look at it from a professional point of view, right, the professional food reviewers, that's one person's opinion.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Again, if you have one person, that one person could crush you, or that person could completely make you like the new biggest restaurant. So I think even then, it wasn't like a good way of reviewing or you know, complaining about a restaurant. I think now, yes, it's okay. We have a lot of people, but we have an average to balance it out. I mean, that it's just going to happen because everyone's got a phone.
Mm.
But I think what's also important is that as long as you maintain that conduct, as Bill was saying, you know, you be polite, you know, otherwise you're just going to, and I feel restaurants should start taking that stance of, hey, this customer is actually a problem.
Mm.
We don't want him back here or her back here. We don't, because it's not worth the trouble to have someone here when we could be serving other people who are polite, who are kind, who conduct themselves well, and who actually contribute positively to our business.
Here's an interesting one. Somebody's come through with a comment saying...
Is it the guy who stole the food?
It's not the guy who stole the food. For some reason, he's not been in touch as yet. This one's come through from Infini this morning. Infini saying, many, many years ago, I used to work at a Kinko's over in the United States. One dude was so angry one day, even as I started helping him. He asked for a bunch of copies. I made them and I set them down in front of him. How's that look, I asked. Well, you printed them upside down. The guy was really on edge. So I turned the stack of pages 180 degrees and the guy just said to me in my face, "I don't like your attitude. In my opinion, some people are determined to be displeased." I quite like that.
Yes, that is very true, because, again, there's sometimes you don't want a customer go so far off one end that it's just so hard to bring him back to make him happy or her happy. It's difficult because, like, okay, this person's already irate. This person's angry. There's not much I can do about them. But I feel that this person's going to cross a line now. And we've had that happen several times,
yeah.
You know, with ladies, with men who just completely lose their minds. I don't get it. And I feel that that is so, like, nobody likes that. I mean, we had one outburst from a customer one time in a packed, our restaurant was packed. It was heaving. We had like a 2-hour waiting list. And there was one guy inside who literally was screaming from the top of his lungs, you know, for something so, so small. Like, "Oh, I smell frying." You're in a restaurant. Of course, you're going to smell frying.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Well, where do you think you are? It's not a perfume shop.
Yeah.
You know? And he just like screamed and made a scene. And everybody was like, "Whoa, what's going on here?"
Yeah.
And made drama. And then went out and immediately one-starred us. Like in front
right,
of the shop.
Yeah.
He showed us his phone. And he one-starred us. And then he left.
Yeah.
And I was just like, is that necessary? And all the customers, like, the moment he left, they went, "Thank God for that." Like,
yeah.
He's gone. Like, well, somebody was telling me one time, he goes, when I was dining at some place, he goes, You know that there's customers that you can't wait to leave, and then there's customers that you're happy. You know that they're good. They're, what's it called? How's the term go? There's customers you can't wait to leave. I can't remember. And there's customers who stay. I don't know, something like that. I forgot.
But with that in mind at the moment, and you mentioned there about the advent of food bloggers and the fact that there are so many more food bloggers around at the moment. Do you have to run? Do you have to walk a tightrope? Do you have to walk a fine line between keeping them on board and not offending, or is that not your role as a restaurant owner? Do you need food bloggers?
No, I don't. And I stopped having food bloggers after one incident. And this incident was actually really, really upsetting for me. We first started out, I think, by the way, food bloggers, some of them are the biggest sweethearts. Hmm. And those are the ones that you don't pay for.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that you don't give freebies to.
Yeah.
You don't. And those are the people have a lot of followers because they conduct themselves in a very special way.
Sure.
And we're actually friends with a lot of them. Yeah. A lot of them, hundreds of thousands of followers. We never gave them anything for free once.
True.
They just, out of the goodness of their heart, went, this is a great restaurant. I love this place. I love the people. I love what they stand for. And I support them. And then there are people who come to you with like 10,000, I don't know, fake followers or something like that. I do. I check them. Yo, I audit these guys. And they come in. They're like, yo, I got like 30,000 followers. And you look at the like 23 likes on each post. I'm a food blogger. And I have one guy, my favorite guy, who's 500 followers. Hey, can I review your restaurant? Yeah. You have 500 followers. He's like, trust me, my word is very powerful.
And you had a very bad experience with a food blogger you were telling us off air. What was that about?
So that was when I like kind of drew a line. He messaged me and he said, listen, we're heavily involved in the fitness industry, blah, blah, blah. And we want to promote your restaurant to the fitness community. I said, well, that's great. And I was very naive and I was 2 months in. I said, that's great. Why don't you come on down? He's like, can I bring my friend with me? And I said, yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, she has 40,000 followers too. So that was like a combined 70,000 followers. And I was just like, whoa, that's amazing. Okay, come on down. And then as they were coming in, they're like, hey, I brought another friend with me and also another friend. Is that okay? So it was like turned out to be four people. And I was like in a meeting and they're at the restaurant. So I couldn't respond in time. So they kind of just went with it because all the restaurant knew was that there are people coming here and they're going to eat food. So my sister was watching and serving their table, and then so our portions are actually quite generous.
Yeah.
We have like big portions. It's kind of hard to finish it on your own, but we know a few people who do and we love you. So these people like sat down and then they ordered, and a curry is good for two people. So she sat down and she said, okay, I'm ordering this curry. And then this guy said, oh, I'm ordering this curry. And then all right, the other two people who came with them who are not influencers said, all right, let's share it. She's like, why am I going to share with you? It's free. Just order whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean it's free? Order whatever you want. And that's when I think you have to draw the line somewhere there. And I said, listen, man, that's the last time I have any food blogger in the shop, you know, because that's so insulting. And and they left with all the food was like there, like wasted food that they just like 2-3 spoonfuls of like whatever, because they couldn't eat more than they ordered. And their bill was like 400 or 500 dirhams. I was stupid to not obviously make a limit, you know, or things like that. I generally like to let people enjoy their food and have fun in the shop. Again, I was naive. I was 2 months in. But then after that day, I was like, no, that is like a really, really horrible display of, you know, of a human being. So
Hasnain has been in touch with us on a number of points this morning. Hasnain, thank you very much indeed for listening in to the conversation. This is what he's saying. Most customers are good. There's only a minority who are obnoxious. These kinds of people give you a good chance to learn. And I'm always looking for moments to improve or to learn. I don't think we should focus too much on the bad customers out there. Rather, people learn from all experiences. And I sort of take that point there that we can get a bit bogged down with the bad apples in the cart there. But then I suppose it's difficult for you. Yeah, let's learn from these experiences. Yeah. But when these experiences keep happening and happening more frequently now, I suppose that's when as a business owner you have to turn around and go, oh, hang on, things are changing here.
Yeah, because like the bigger you get, the more people you attract and the kind of ratio, you know, and the possibilities or potential of something like that happening at your shop increases. So when you're dealing with so many people at one time, he is so right. Okay, so he's extremely right because it is good to learn. And that's what we've done. We've adapted, we've learned, which is why we put a system in. And a lot of our customers actually love it because we want to try to create the best environment for our customers as well as ourselves. We are there the whole day.
That's true, yeah.
We don't need to deal with you. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, I love my favorite one. There's so many Thai restaurants out there. Okay, so go. Like, we support other Thai restaurants too. It's great. There's a lot of Thai food around here. Yeah. I did not say you're only allowed to dine at my restaurant. That kind of stuff doesn't work on me. So a lot of people try to say that kind of stuff. And the thing is, the more you say, oh, no, please stay and only eat at my restaurant. Mm. Or please don't, you know, say anything bad about us. I'm empowering you now. To be honest, I don't really care. Mm. Because if you're going to blackmail me, again, back to that point, you're a problem already. I don't want to have to deal with you again in the future. So if you're gonna say, I'm going to eat another restaurant, I say, yo, here's, by the way, go to this restaurant, go to that restaurant. That restaurant serves really good food over there. And I'll even recommend them for you just because, you know, to show you that there are no hard feelings. You have no power over me just because you think you're a customer with a phone who can complain. I don't believe that that's fair. I'd rather focus my time on a customer saying, I love that dish. That was incredible. This is the best meal I ever had in my life. And that's when you go home, you eat that, put your head on your pillow and you sleep well at night. Yeah. You wake up in the morning, ready to serve those kind of people again. Yeah. I mean, 2020, I think, should be a year of positivity. Just remember one thing, that everybody's human. You go to a business, you go anywhere, everybody is human. Your expectations should fall along that line only. People do make mistakes, okay? No restaurant or business is perfect. Things do happen. And I think it's important for us to talk, you know, have an inner dialogue to go, hey, listen, I think that this is an important time because I shouldn't be reacting the way I'm reacting right now because it's something that I'm going to forget tomorrow. Mm. Okay, my food is like 5-10 minutes late. That's all good. You know what I mean? Or, hey, my package is a day or two late. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody is human. Nobody's perfect. And I think that that's something that we should be living with in this. It's 2020. Yeah.
Is the customer always right? Thank you very much indeed to Raj, who's been in touch with us, saying, I think the customer is always right phrase has been taken incorrectly by the vast majority of people. It is referring to economics and consumer trends, such as customers migrating to online shopping and less of physical retail locations. It's not referring to the customer service itself. Thank you very much indeed for that one. 4001, if you want to have your say, we're in conversation with Mohammed Abedin. He's here in studio. He's the man behind Sticky Rice here in Dubai. And we're getting loads of comments on today's talkers about the role of customers and whether customers are always right. This one from Heine out there saying, I believe the customers aren't always right, but they have the right to voice their concerns, which does not necessarily equate to them being right to get their way. There's lots of rights and wrongs there.
You've got a point there, Heine. We've got a Twitter poll running. 15% of you say the customer is always right, and a vast majority, 85%, say, of course not. So maybe customers are now learning. Now, yay, we've got a question from Kamla Bhavnani. Hi, Mo. We love to try these small independent restaurants, and we wanted to go to Sticky Rice the other week. However, veggie options, meaning no fish paste, seemed limited on the menu. Is that true? And can you amend to veg, please?
We have a whole vegan section that has no fish paste, no shrimp paste, nothing. Purely vegan. Even our coconut ice cream is vegan.
Oh, I've tried that.
Yeah, it's a whole page. So if you ever need anything, you have a problem at all, just let us know. Because we are catering to a lot more vegans in the community. Even the green curry is vegan. The tom yum is vegan. Come on down. Come on down. We'll help you out.
That's amazing.
2020 is a couple of days old. Big one for you and all the team down at Sticky Rice?
Yes, it is. We have some exciting news. I don't know if I can say it now. I don't know. Maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't. Should I do it?
Completely up to you, mate. No, it's completely
should I do
up
it?
To you.
Do it.
I don't know, man. I wanted to do it, Mama. No, I'm going to do it with Mama. Y'all just got to have to follow us at Sticky Rice, at Sticky Rice AE on Instagram. And we'll be releasing a video soon. I'll be doing one with Mama. And we have some huge news coming up.
Looking forward to that one. So that's coming up a little later on. Just a quick reminder, if people want to stay up to date with you, your opinions and what's happening at Sticky Rice social media, I know that we've been bagging it a little bit here, but it's a useful tool.
It is. Okay, so you want me to give my...
Hell yeah.
Okay, so Sticky Rice AE on Instagram. Come on down, guys. Join the family. If you haven't been to Sticky Rice yet, what y'all waiting for? We got some good Thai food. We got a lot of vegan options. And we've got a lot of new experimental dishes coming up too. If there's something you must hit over there, there's two very popular things, which is the pat thalai, which is our seafood stir fry. Mm-hmm. And you got to hit up that mango and sticky rice with handmade vegan coconut soft serve ice cream. That's our signature
Look
dessert.
The pain on Zena's face over there.
Oh,
the
coconut soft serve.
What are you doing to
I
me
know,
now?
I eat
you know?
It so much, and I have to stop for a bit.
I'm on a diet, but okay. But yeah, final sort of to wrap up. Final message for all those customers: how should they conduct themselves when visiting any restaurant across Dubai?
Be cool. It's all good. Everything's gonna be fine. You come, just be cool, dude. You come on down. We're gonna sit. You're gonna feed you. You're gonna leave happy. If you have a problem, we'll take care of it. I mean, just keep like a kind of relaxed nature. There's some customers who come in who are like so like tense and like this is like a roller coaster. They're going. You're not going on a roller coaster. You're only here to have dinner, okay, or lunch. We don't serve breakfast. I don't cover breakfast. But just be cool, man. That's all good. You're good. We good. Everybody's going to be happy. You're going to eat food. We're going to feed you. You're going to come back. We're going to say hi to you again, and we're going to do it all over again. Just be cool. That's I think, the most. And if you need proof, look at your Twitter poll. Hmm. What was I saying before? 90% of customers realize that this is the fact. And it's close to around there, right? The statistical proof that they don't believe that customers are always right. But I think it's also our duty in the community to make sure that, you know, this kind of level of respect for people who are striving to try to make a living doing something with their businesses are also respected at all times. I've seen a lot of cool people who come and they actually stand up for other customers at customer services when they get berated or told off and stuff like that. And I really respect you guys. You guys are heroes.
Mohammed Abedin, you're cool. Thank you so much indeed for being with us. The owner
cool,
of Sticky
Tom.
Rice.
You're
no,
cool,
you're cool. You're cool. He's cool. And he's been giving us his thoughts. As you said, hit him up on social media and get yourself down to Sticky Rice to see what we're all talking about. Thanks so much indeed. All the best
Thank
for the new year.
Much,
Happy
guys.
New
Happy
Year
new
to
years.
You.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.